We're up to the last sugya here in the parrot. Tirek Kushlok. Tirek Mushlok is a case where we found a child in the street. So the Gemara says that if it's right Goyim, he's a guy, right Yid, he's a Yid, Mechta Mechta, he's a Yid. What the Gay Arsuk is Rav Mem. Rav said, Lashonu Elalacha Yaitai. Abul Yachsin Lai. So we're trying to understand the memory of Rav. Lashonu Elalacha Yaitai. That's all talking to support him. Abul Yachsin Rai doesn't help the Yachsin. So Rashi said, what are we talking about Yachsin? This is a regular case of an Asufi. And a Sufi or a Shtuki, the Mishnah says in Gut Kiddushin, also not only also for a Kayin, but they're also for a Kayin in Levi'im Yisrael. No Yid is allowed to marry a Shtuki and a Sufi. So this child is possible anyway, also a Sufi. Rashi answers that there's an exception to a Sufi. You have a child who's abandoned and left to die, he has been a Sufi. You have a child that is that's not abandoned, that's left like the Gemara says, in the Pesach Beis HaKnesses, so he's left in a place where he's going to be taken care of, he's left with a note, you see the parent cares about him, so then that's not an Asufi. Who? Talking about a baby? Yeah. Why eight? Boy, after 8 days old, that's one of the things the Gemara says there. He said, well, for more than 8 days old, he had a prismila, then he's not an Asufi. Still not a rai, he's not a mamzer, but he doesn't have a din Asufi, nothing else. So the kasha that the Nida B'Yuda asked was that really every Asufi who was left in a way that they should be well taken care of should remain a shtuki. A shtuki is someone who knows who his mother is. His mother loves him and takes care of him and raises him. That's a shtuki. And a shtuki is also Asur Bekal. So what does it help that the shtuki was abandoned in a way that people care about the child? One thing has nothing to do with the other. The shtuki, that only shows that he has a mother that cares about him. So how can we say in our Gemara that an shtuki was left in a way that is well taken care of becomes a shtuki? The Agamar says that becomes kosher. The kasher is it should be a shtuki, it should be an automatic psul because the child doesn't know who the father is. This is the kasher of the Nidhi Behuda. That every Asufi mother left him with a note and took care of him should remain a shtuki. Someone did. Oh, so that could be either way. That's every shtuki, we know that he had a father. So he can't say who his father is. So this Asufi is left with a note, he can't say who his father is. So let him remain a shtuki. The question is, why every Asufi is left with a note, or left by the Beis HaKnesses, why is he not automatically have it in shtuki, and he should be asked to call you? Maybe Behuda tries to figure out a difference. It's almost like a brain teaser. What's the difference? A child, you know the mother, you don't know the father, or a child who you know neither, but you know somebody cares about. The person that you really wanted to say as far as that a shtuki is worse. Because a shtuki, we know the mother and she's a pnuya, she's an unmarried woman. So there's a reyesa. You have an unmarried woman that's pregnant, something happened that should not have happened. So Chazal asked, you have a Pnuya that's pregnant, Chazal asked. And a Sufi, a child that's abandoned, you don't know. Maybe his mother is a single mother. Maybe his mother isn't, maybe they're married. Maybe a Sufi, his parents are married. They just have no money with which to feed the child. So they abandon the child. But in a way, an Asufi is better. He because if you have Sufi, there's a possibility his parents are married, and in that way he's not a Nichlal because they're a Sufi. This is the night of Yehuda's first Svara, and if he had remained with this first Svara, he wouldn't have any big Kiddushim. It's a Teretz on Akash. But afterwards, Nevi Yehuda says that this Teretz, the Gemara Kiddushim, is Mashmah, that this Teretz is incorrect. And therefore, he says the second Teretz, this second Teretz makes tremendous Nafkaminas in this. The second Teretz, which he also the Yikr, he says, when you're done in a Sufi, there's only one Shaila. What is the status of the child? It's the whole Shaila. It's called the Parish Maruba Parish. The status of the child is Rav Yisrael Yisrael and Rav Gayim Gayim. When you have a Shtuki, you have two Shailas. One Shaila is on the mother, and one Shaila is on the child. If the mother is here in front of us, she became pregnant, we don't know if she's Kasha Vakuhuna or not. So, now we already learned that when you're down on the mother, with Chayshish, maybe the mother went to the man to be Mizana. That's called Kavua Penas HaMasa. And therefore, we require two rights by a Shtuki. When we're down the mother, we require two rights on the mother. So if there's just one right on the mother is possible. Once we paskin on the mother that she's possible, that sack carries over to the child, and the child is also possible. So a Shtuki is worse than a Sufi. In a Sufi, there's no mother to be done on, only the child. So we don't know who the mother is in a Sufi. If you don't know who the mother is, you just go bust a ride. The Shtuki is worse because we have to be done on the mother. And once we're being done on the mother, the Zera of my loss is Yosin, they need two rides. Maybe she went to him. And once there's such a Zera, it's just one ride we're going to pass with the mother. When we pass the mother, we have to pass with the child. That's why a Shtuki is worse. It's worse than an Asuki. This is the thing. What halacha dika shaila is like Yehuda coming to? Yehuda writes that in his day there were many Yidden who had no idea who their father is. No idea. They were born into a friar family and the mother was a zana, a single mother. I'm sure today that there are many children that way too in certain circles. Kids who can know that their mother was Jewish, but they have no clue who their father was. They're raised by a single mother. He writes, these children, Pashtus, are Osir Bekol. He writes, a terrible thing. You have many Jews who are Osir Bekol. You have a Baal Tshuva who comes in front of us. And he knows his mother. He doesn't know who his father is. So you need to know the mother wasn't Kavuah. And you don't know. So therefore, the child would be Asa Bekal. The Yehuda said a Chiddush to be Machshir many of them. The Chiddush is that the din of our sugya is the din of a Shtuki, where we're paskening on the mother. And we're paskening on the mother, and since we're paskening on the mother, so the Pesach carries over to the child. That's the way that they use the answer the kasha. What's the difference between a Sufi and a Shtuki? Then a Sufi we're now passing on the mother. A Shtuki we're passing on the mother. And the mother's sack carries over to the child. But to the Yehuda, that's only when we're passing on the mother. Say the mother's alive. Let's say the mother is here. She wants to remarry. She wants not to marry a kite. So we have to pass on the mother. But let's say the mother is not here. And the mother died. Or say the mother is so old that she's not even contemplating marriage. And now you have a child in front of you, and the child has a shaila. What's the status? Then you're not passing on the mother. If you're not passing on the mother, then the child becomes an asufi, whose mother cares about him, which is our Gemara, right? Yisrael, Yisrael, and right Akum Akum. Our Gemara that you can rely on one right. You don't need two rights. So the Meilah is right by you. So he'll be a guy. If a guy, he's a yid. If it's right, Yisrael, he's a yid. But a shtuki is not. A shtuki would be usher to marry anyone. A shtuki can't be a guy or married. A shtuki would be usher to everybody. So here, in our case, you know the mother. You know he's a Jew. So what do you do now? You know he's Jewish. So now Shalos is the father. One wife is enough. Right people in the city are kosher. It's usually that way. A single mother was not married. Right people in the city are kosher. Well, in the very few cities in the world, maybe no such city that's right. So you can rely on one wife. So it comes out in the practical halacha, you have about children. He says, I have no clue who my father is. If you would learn the Gemara of Pashit, he's a shtuki. He's offered to marry a lady Yisrael. He's only allowed to marry a ger or a mamzer or a taisa mamzer or another shtuki. Maybe Yehuda changes this. He writes that there are many, many such people in his time, and he holds that they're all kosher. Based on this fact. Pasuk is a slave of mine. He has a second opinion. He says, you ask me a kasha. In our Gemara, we said, my loss will be your sin. On the mother, and the mother needs to trade ruby, maybe we should say, my loss will be your sin on the child too. My loss will be your sin, you need to, right? Yehuda says, no. My loss will be your sin is only for kahuna. Find in Shas, he brings elsewhere, my loss will be yufsin, which applies to a kahuna. And it does not apply to anything else. They didn't make people offer to the whole fire yourself, because my loss will be yufsin. Make them offer to a kahuna and say, my loss will be yufsin. But to make somebody a shtuki, there's no such thing as my loss will be yufsin, into my wisdom. To answer somebody, the Mela, he passed in that this child, these children are kosher. Now the Gemara said, "Amar Rav Lishon Lelalachi." I say, "Abul Yuchsin Lai." What does Yuchsin mean? Here in the Gemara, "Abul Yuchsin Lai." What's the case? You find a baby in the street. There's no mother to judge. Find a baby in the street, but the Gemara, it's right Israel. He's a Jew. "Abul Yuchsin Lai." What does that mean? Yuchsin Lai. Yuchsin. What do we do? A child. You need Trey Ruby. What does the child have to do? What would you say? You find a kid in the street. You know he's a Jew or a guy. He's not in a soup because there was a note left with him. He's taken care of. So what do you do to the child? So the Gemara says, well, Yosef Lai, I would think. If I went to Gemara, I would say, well, Yosef Lai, you can't assume he's a Jew. If you want to marry a Jew, you have to be Megayim. That's what I would think. But look in Rashi, Abba Yosef Lai. Rashi says, "Liyosin lai dibati asur l'chayim." What does "liyosin lai" mean? If she's a girl, she's not allowed to marry a chayim. Rashi picks the case; it's only a guy, but it's a girl. I would have said, "Liyosin lai" means that we don't know if he's a boy or a girl. We don't know if he's Jewish or not. "Liyosin," you can't assume he's Jewish, and we don't rely on one right. Tafloy is the kasha Rashi. Why does Rashi say Yuchsin Lai? Dimbati Asur Lakayim say Abul Yuchsin Lai that we don't know he's Jewish. Rakhdin Ayyub Yehuda. This Rashi is a raya to his Yisai. His Yisai is that Trey Ruby is a maila of Yuchsin which applies only to Dine Kuhuna. The whole din of two rights that we've been learning for the last block applies only to Alokhisar and Negev to Kuhuna. And that's it. If you have a Shaila against Yisrael, then one right is enough. When the Gemara says, Rashi says, have a Liyuchsin Lai, it means the Yuchsin we're talking about, marrying a Kayin. So the guy be marrying a Yisrael, then we assume he's Jewish, it's not one right. Which is the night being the one right is the night. So this is the psak of the night of Yehuda. The Beis Meir argues. It's right Yisrael. It's right people in the city are Jews, then we assume this child in the street is also Jewish. That's the right Yisrael, Yisrael. If it's a Jewish mother, it's not a guy, the child really is. Right people in the city are Jewish. Child. Well, this child could be a. If the child is a. Child's a mamzer, so right is that child's not a mamzer. The child's a Jew, right is a Jew, right is so. But that one right is enough. You don't think you need right to deal also. It's just enough that it's a right Israel, Israel. Aye, we had the previous so you need to write. But that's probably just a right, that's only the Kubbalah. That's what Abel Yosef Lai says, it's only the Kubbalah. So maybe the sack is that you have, again, you have somebody who comes, it would be common in the case of a Baal Tshuva, who is born to a single mother, a certain city where 50% of the children that are born to a single mother. They don't know who the father is, right? Like Hashem Bayit, it's not that much. But it's entirely conceivable that there will be many Jewish children who don't know who their father is. So this will be tough. Whether he's mutter to marry, he's definitely Jewish. His mother's a Jew. He knows his mother. Is he allowed to marry? The Yehuda's condition is that he's allowed to marry as long as there's a right. You know his mother's Jewish. So the question is, who is she nizana with? Right says that she's nizana with someone that doesn't make the child. The only question is there a gezeira of shluki on this child? Because the child of an eved, I mean, how is that possible to, it's not possible to kumi, right? It's not possible to kumi. The issue would only be if the father is a mamzer, really, or a karev. The question really is a question of shluki. The question, Rabbanu what guys are shtuki, the second is ever. What? Mother herself, that was that story of my question. The situation of the Tyson, the Bhagavan, the man body on it. Which I believe I think she can show not. Right? And Sully, whether our din of Trey Ruby is with a bari or without a bari. The Tyson would have to open a house. The Beis Meir disagrees sharply with the Negev Yehuda. Beis Meir doesn't like the whole thing. He says my loss will be Yosef is for Yidden and Kayanim and for everything. He also says as a strong Kayanah that the child itself is Kabbalah. Child itself, if a person comes to you out of nowhere and says, this is my case, the child should be a kavua in the city. A kavua can have some access, some even in the city where you live. We know that in the city that some mamzerim, some not mamzerim, even if it's a small amount, the child should be a kavua. Because what happens is you have a person who's living in the neighborhood for a while, and now you go over to him and he you ask him, what's your status? That's maybe this case. The person comes over to us. He's having a shul for the last while. He's a yid in town. He wants to start dating. He comes over. You say, what do you have? He said, my mother is Jewish. I don't know who my father is. So he is a member of the city. So he does. That's the case. The case is he knows the mother and doesn't know the father. That's the case maybe it's being done. Maybe the Kiddush is, normally if you know the mother and the father, you'd be a shul for your father. Kiddush is that when the mother is not here, talks to Paskin about her, and the child gets a din of our Gemara. Of an Asufi who we know the mother cares about him, but we're not just Paskin the mother. See, the whole idea that you cite is that our Gemara is only Negea when we're Paskin on the mother. So an Asufi, we're not Paskin on the mother. So therefore, a Shtuki, whose mother is not here to ask a Shaila, should have the same din as this Brisa. So the mother, she knows his mother's Jewish. He's going by Sarai. They say, it says he's a person of Kabbalah. He's living here in the city. He's Mokka Kibiyusai. He should be a Kabbalah. Now, this whole Beis Meir of Kasha only makes sense, like I told you the other day, if you know there's at least one Mamzer in town. Only? Because the Kohen, if you hold that, he's sitting in the street, he's part of. Shmaita says that Rebbe Yehuda holds that that's not called Kavuah, because the Shaila is at the time of conception. Shaila is who is the father at the time of the Bia. The Kziyas is in the father's house, not in the child's house. Just like at a butcher store, where's the Kziyas? If I bought meat and I brought it to my house is not the place of Kziyas. Right? I go to the grocery store. I take the meat, my house is, I bring my house home, my house is not Kziyas. The Kziyas is the place where it was nicker. What is Kavuah? Where was this meat nicker? It was nicker in the butcher's. So the Shemaitz explains the night of Yehuda. That the night of Yehuda doesn't hold the next day as proper. Because the Kziyas, the night of Yehuda says, is where? It's in the father's house. Wherever the father lives, in his house is Kziyas. That's conception. The time of conception, there was no child to pass it on. The child was born 9 months later. That's already finished. The suffix starts on the child. They're finished, not big deal. Not as if you had a mamzer who got combined with others, you don't know who's who. This child's born from this woman, we just don't know the father. Kapanim, it's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. Is the Shulai and the Negev Yehuda or not? It comes up a nice to say. I know that there are a number of Paiskim. The most recent who passed him not like the night of Yehuda. And for that reason, it becomes a big shy like in Sable Mice. It's obviously a tremendous Nachmanina. If you know somebody, if you know such a person, Nachmanina, because whether he can marry a regular Jewish girl, get that kite. Sounds like a Luna. But he can marry a regular Jewish woman, or if he has a problem, then. See, if he was an asuf, a real asuf, it could be the guy or the stuff. In a way, it's better. If his birth certificate says unknown by father and by mother, both are unknown. But he was abandoned, like we say over here, he was abandoned, well taken care of. He was abandoned at a hospital, at a shul. So then he could be the guy or the stuff, he had no shot. It's worse when you know. That you know who his mother was. Now he becomes a shtuki. Shtuki is very the rabbanon on a shtuki. And unless you say they do the siddish, all these children are shtuki. They're the rabbanon. Klai Yisrael, according to the Machmir, Klai Yisrael was Machmir, a thesis of everybody that if a single woman becomes pregnant, and you have no idea who the father is, that you need two rights, or you can't be married. According to you need two rights plus the father. There's an Asher Kvail of Geirut. If you know the mother's a Jew, the child's a Jew. Shalom Zeirut, Geirut doesn't help. Better that there should be a Shaila of being a guy. When the Ethiopians came from Ethiopia to Israel, there was a whole Nidai. And the Bezda came out that there should all be a guy or a Safir. So the secular Jews said it's a Bezayah. The guy, they were called a real Jew. Truth is, it was the biggest Taiban. But then we assume that they're all Jews, so we have Shailas if they get not good kids, and we have Shailas of Mamzerus. If we assume that there's a tzad that they're a guy, that's an improvement. Because on the tzad of a guy, Geirus could fix that. The Chash guy, Geirus could fix that. The Chash Mamzerus, Geirus could fix that. Okay, the other half of Rav's Memra, Omer Rav, Vashanu Elo Lahachayaisai, Avaliyah Sinai. Lahachayaisai is also. Shaila, what that means. Rashi says, what Bahiyai say? That's the mitzvah l'parnasai, shalachai achichai. What does that mean? Rive, yidin. Rive says he's a Jew. Now, we're not talking about saving his life. That's the next Gemara. We're talking about giving him tzedakah. If Rive says he's a yid, we give him tzedakah. Mechza. What about Mechza al Mechza? What was he doing by Mechza al Mechza? Did you give him tzedakah? Mechza al Gemara. Mechza al Mechza Yisrael. But the Gemara is going to say, Lamai Hilchasa, Mahazalai Avei, Lamai Nezikin. So what does that mean? It means, what about for tzedakah? I guess the Gemara can learn either way. But look in Tosfos, in Roi Vei Bichavai Bichavai Lamai Hilchasa. Let's go in the next piece of Gemara. Roi Vei Bichavai Lamai Hilchasa. We might not be able to learn Lachi Aizah. Why don't we say this? Roi Gai is a guy, Shalai Lachi Aizah. Taisa says that if it's 50-50, we do not give him tzedakah. Even though he's Yisrael, he's only Yisrael in the Zikim, he's not an Yisrael. For all derises, when we say he's Yisrael, he can't even talk for me. If any derises, you can't count any shayla of a derises, he's not considered to be a Yisrael. And that's not enough to mean it's a 50-50 suffix. So for their rises, we're back here. For their bonds and legs. So it means for their rises, we're back to their rises. Does he get tzedakah? Taisa says that he does not get tzedakah. The Rambam, the Ramban and the Rashba disagree with Taisa. They hold that even Mechza al Mechza, we do give him tzedakah. Mechza Mechza Yisrael. And we do give him tzedakah. Why? So they say it's a suffix deraisa. It's a 50-50 chance if you're a guy or a yid. He needs tzedakah. So suffix deraisa is a chumra. What? The Chana says, you'll say it's a Suffolk Deraisa place in Chana. You're not supposed to give a gift to a guy. But that's not true, because that's what the Chana says. That's only where you're giving the gift to the guy for the sake of the guy. If you're giving the gift to the person and the tzaddi's a yid, that's not place in Chana. You're not giving because you want to give benefit to a guy. You're giving because of the fact that you... So the Rambam holds the Suffolk Deraisa. So what is Rabbi Hagel and Taisis? What's the Sfar of Taisis? Why you don't give him tzedakah? Rashi holds like Taisis. I'm just looking for Rashi. See Rashi, Loishanu, the third or fourth line from the top. Loishanu dim, right? Yisrael, Yisrael, Allah lachi aisa. See the Rashi? What does Rashi mean? Loishanu, Imrayv Yisrael Yisrael. It means Lafuke Mechto Mechto. So it's Rashi and Taisvis against the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Rashi. Rashi and Taisvis hold Mechto Mechto, you do not give him tzedakah. The Rambam, the Rambam, and the Rashi hold you do. However, the Rambam is right. The Suffolk they write, so. The Chanan Ho says, how's Rashi going to learn? That it's not Suffolk they write, so it's Suffolk. Suffolk mummy. Suffolk and mummy, we say, I might see the chavere all over Ryan. So that mechza mechza, you can't be right to mummy. It's a Suffolk mummy. He's coming to give me tzedakah. Rambam looks at it as Suffolk ism. Suffolk and tzedakah on that. Rashi and Taisus look at it as Suffolk mummy. Question is, do we say, I might see the chavere over Ryan? This person comes, he can't answer, he can't take money from us. Yeah. What? So the question is, the way Rabbi Chana learns, the machlokes is tzedakah suffik iser? Or it's tzedakah suffik mamon.
You have to get the best amount of suffik. I think we once spoke, I'm sure we once spoke about this. I don't know if it was this year or last year or even about the classroom. Everybody remembers. I don't remember where. We once had this shaila. If you have, let's say, a take with the Gemara, you make tzedakah, you say it's suffik mamon, the person has to keep it. You say it's suffik yisr, and you have to be master and give the tzedakah. Don't remember where it was. Computer search of my notes. What? Bob Basra. Bob Basra, I'm pretty sure we had it. The question we had it since then. Somebody who was not in the Shia and Bob Basra told me that he remembered the suffix. So we have that comment. Do we have that comment? So Machaneh is saying that's the Machaneh is Rishayim here. If it's Safik Mamin or if it's Safik Isser. That's the meaning is this case, and that's what I'm asking. Now, what? Rashi and Taisus all that it's Safik Mamin. So Mepsa, Mepsa, you don't give him Tzedakah. Like Mepsa, you have a Raya. You want Tzedakah, you've got to prove it. No, both Rashi and Taisus all that only by Roy Yisrael you get Tzedakah. That's the Mepsa, you don't. No, nothing. Now, what? The Bukhana is here, the last of Bukhana in the first paragraph. You know, the Gemara, he says clearly this thing. I think the Berachas Avraham also has this for how long on our Gemara. The question in Svara, why should it be Mamon? If an Ani comes to you and he says, give me Tzedakah, hand it over. That's the Mamon? So I took a quick look in the Stipler in Baba Basra. I could talk to him about whether it's mammon or the disciple says there are two dinim in tzedakah. There's one din of tzedakah. If an ani comes to you, you know he's an ani. You are obligated to give him an amount of money that if everyone else gave him that amount, he'd have enough to eat. I don't mean just to eat, but to eat and to have a normal rent and whatever. Everybody in the city. And in the city, what's called the city now? Brooklyn, New York, Rochester. But that's an obligation. If you know someone's an army, you don't know he's an army, he has to prove it to you. But if you know someone comes around a shul collecting, what are you collecting for? He says, I'm not a cow. You have to give him a penny. You have to give him for, instead of someone else, you have to give him money. You can give whatever you want. That's most of tzedakah is that way. Stipler says there are two dinim in tzedakah. There's one, the minimal amount which you have to give the ani if he approaches you. You have to open your hand to any ani that comes to you. That's an obligation. You have no choice. If you don't like him, it doesn't matter. You start to give it in. And then there's the rest of your tzedakah money, which you have tayvus hanah shel ba'alim. You can give to whoever you like. You can use your tzedakah money however you want. If you want to give it, if you like a certain tzedakah better, you give it. Horrible needs, you should give it to him first. And that is a dinner meiser and it's a dinner kainish. But even if you gave your whole kainish already, and an ani comes to you and he says, give me tzedakah, you have to give him tzedakah because you know he's an ani. In New York City, I think a quarter is plenty because the times I went around the shul collecting, of course, I'm not going to tell, but. Yeah, I went around as part of the yeshiva guys go. It seems to me that if a person is able, I understand this ani doesn't get, people need me, they know me, and I'm maybe a different face than what these Swedish collectors, and you know, so maybe I made a little more, but if a person needs, a person could, an ani could live on $100 a day, so if he goes around enough, he could easily collect $100 a day, for quarters for people. You know, he's got to hit 400 people to have $100. And we have to give him a quarter. It's 400 people is easy. Give them a dime. Figure a dime is 1,000 people. You've got to approach 1,000 people. It's possible to collect, say, 1,000 people. At the Landau Shul site. You just, get 1,000 people is not so hard. So maybe a dime is enough for convenience. But, so that din of the minimum amount, Racha Yaisai, that the disciple says is our need. You could say it's money. The extra amount for that extra amount is dinei mitzvah.
At any rate, that's the that's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos against the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba in Rabbi Yosef. See the Gemara Vayta. Shmuel Amar Lefakech Alav Tzagal. Shemit Lefakech Tzagal. Now, really, we said this Gemara yesterday. The Gemara was coming to ask Akasha on that we see from here. Need to write. Shemit Tehadam Yidam Rabbi Kreshal Tifa. We have a nice thing. You have to do these two. Now, kind of Barav Adam Rasha. I said Akasha. This is an important rule, which all of us know. That's like the kuach nefesh. You don't go by sarai. You have a suffix, the kuach nefesh. If a building collapsed on someone, and it's almost certain that he's a guy, but there's a possibility that he is. So you have a chal Shabbos to try to save him. Of course, ain't hakim the kuach nefesh. Right? You don't go bust the right. Or even if someone is 90% that he's not alive, 10% chance he's alive. Still, if I care, someone's well. He has a condition which maybe there's a sakana. But then he may be a sakana, you're Mikhail Shabbos, you're going to the hospital. Even if it's just a suffix. You know, right women giving birth, right women can give birth at home, won't be a sakana. Normal childbirth, you're going to the hospital. But Shriach, if you have problems, they often look up in Pashachar, right? Mikhail Shabbos, look up together. So look up in Pashachar. The Gemara has four pshat in the Yuma. Why is the Kuach Nefesh is Daicha Shabbos or Kosher Kali Tzur Shabbat? One of the four svaris is well known, that Halel of Shabbos Achas, Kitei Sheyishmar Shabbat Etano. One of the four reasons the Gemara there gives that you're Mechal Shabbos. As far as it's worth it to be Mechal Shabbos from one, we should keep many, many Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it doesn't mean you should keep many Shabbos, what happens if you can only live for another hour? But okay, for that hour you can keep Shabbos, but for that hour you can have a Rosh Tshuva. Never could be for that hour. Right, some cipher, a bomb cash. What are we talking about? Find a child in the street, and it's right guy. Right guy. Now, this child is right guy in Yeshua Shaila. Should I keep Shabbos? What do you tell him? Right guy. He's a guy. You keep Shabbos? No. Does he put on filling? No. There's none of the mitzvahs. Now, a building collapses on him. Are we going to call Shabbos to save him? Yes. In all the book of the first of some cipher, Halel Allah Shabbos Acha, Kadesh Yeshua Shabbos Tarve. What are you talking about? If you're going to save his life, and he asks you, should I keep Shabbos? You say no. Yes, should I put on fill? He says no. So what's going on here? Why are we saving the life of someone who's right to Dodging that he's a guy, and he's not going to keep any of the Mitzvah Tarve? Why do we call Shabbos to save him? Why Mechal Shabbos to say that you should keep many Shabbos? He's not going to keep many Shabbos. You can't say that because he's a Vaday guy. You don't say that you should keep Shabbos. You only say Chalal Shabbos Achas for the other. So it's a great passion, no? There's a Bir Halacha, which is a tremendous Kiddush. It's not even the Mishnah Berurah style to say such a Kiddush. In the beginning, I think of Shin Chav Tet. Mishnah Berurah asks, what happens if you have a cut who's in Sakana,
He's definitely going to die. You could be Mechal Shabbat to live for one more minute. The din is, Mechal Shabbat is the Chayisha. Mechal Shabbat even to let someone live one more minute. Life has no limit on the value of life. Mechal Shabbat for any, you can be to live one more minute. You know for sure will die later. Mechal Shabbat for that sin. Therefore, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, even if he's a cut. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, affected by Allah, what do you mean? There's no Shabbat, Kadesh Yishma Shabbat Tatarbe. He'll never be a god. He'll remain a cut. So why you Mechal Shabbat to save him? He'll never keep him into their eyes. Chiddush of the Rabbanah. So why you Mechal Shabbat to save him? Nowadays, you can have the same Shaila about someone in a coma. If someone is in a coma, he's never going to keep a mitzvah. Someone's in a coma, you put someone on him, there's no mitzvah in that. Put someone on someone in a coma. I know people do it. Later they have relatives who are in a coma, they go every day and put on someone in a coma. They're putting someone on a piece of wood. The person who's in a coma is not clear the mitzvah, and there's no key of mitzvah on him. So never do a mitzvah. So Mechal Shabbat. Someone's in a coma and he's being kept alive by a machine. The machine goes off, you can turn the machine on again on Shabbat. Aye, there's no Chalilah Shabbat Tachas, there's Yishun of Osatana. So the Bir Alok is bothered by this Kashi. He says, a tremendous Kiddush, he says that the Lashon of Chazal, Shmar, Chalilah Shabbat Tachas, Yishun of Osatana, is Lav Dafka, because it Einai Ela Tama Ba'alma, just to give a little time to it. The reason he says is because ain mishpitei ha-tayra in the kamais ba'olam. Dinei tayra are not the kamais, they're not vengeful mitzvahs. And the assumption is that you're allowed to keep the Mechal Shabbat for life. Since all mitzvahs depend on life, so life has a value that overrides all mitzvahs, except the three, which we have as a custom. We have a Gilei Akra. But and it doesn't require Shabbat Tatarbe. That's the Kiddush of the Bi'al Malka. And that would answer some type of passion. And here also, even though he'll never keep another Shabbat, he'll have a Chal Shabbat to him because of the tzad that he's a. So Allah is a Kiddush, some type of power he doesn't hold of it, but. Let's see the Gemara Baita. So Gemara is the Kash on Shmuel. Haki says, "Look, careful, Sagal. I can't help him to remember Shachar." Right? Oh, you're right. Ki et Maralah. The Shmuel Aration. I'm right. That the Kavan on Shmuel. Look, careful, Sagal. Ain't okay. But for us, Sagal, it's not that way. And you always miss the Kach Sagal for something. Specific now, so what happens if you're going in the street, somebody had a car accident, Mechal Shabbat is the a person who had a car accident. Maybe the years, Mechal Shabbat. If you're Stam Azai, you go back to the right. Shun Eva. Now, push if you're letting Mechal Shabbat in Shun Eva. Even though place can allow it, only if people know you're a doctor and they come over to you. So let's say a person's a doctor walking down the street, there's an accident. Keeps on walking, no one's going to know, there's no way about it. So you know, you'll have Shabbat for a day. The Shaila is, what about you meet someone in the street, Shabbat for a day? It would seem from this Gemara that you're Mechal Shabbat. Possibility, even if it's right by you, it seems from this Gemara you're Mechal Shabbat. Time, we'll come back to it. What's the next case in the Gemara? Right there, come a couple of my hilkins, sir. That's an easy one. If it's right, Gayim, you're allowed to give him trade since you use him as a Shabbos guy. There's no problem. You call us a right, and he's a guy. In right, Yisrael, my hilkins, sir. Amara papa lachim lo yavei. That kamina is to be mazur in Aveda, and you need right Yisrael. What happens If it's a Nechtal Nechtal, Bayaveda, what's slammed is Nechtal Nechtal. You turn the Aveda? What's he, Rashi? Rashi, Nechtal Nechtal, my officer, my boy Aveda, they must have sobered it. Can't be that you give back the Aveda. It came from my hip, what's the Pagir Madadi? Why does it say it separately from right? What's going on? If it's Nechta Mechta, you find an Aveda. What's it did? Why did you say that before? You go on the street, you find a wallet. The wallet has a person's name in it. You give it back? Huh? Well, let's see. If the wallet has a guy's name, you're not allowed to give it back. The wallet has a guy's name, it's also to give it back, unless you're going to make it to the Shoshan by giving it back. Right? You don't return an Aveda to a guy. Because it's not fair, it's fair. The guy doesn't return an Aveda to the house either. Right? You don't return an Aveda. The parents don't have a guy to give back an Aveda. The guy finds you, they don't give it back. And if he is part of the guy's Aveda, he's asked, don't give it back. Right? It happens sometimes, I get in the mail. You know, the mailman in New York, You get letters from all over New York. I haven't got my mail in. You get letters that are addressed to other people. But it's addressed to a yid, so you return it to him. It's addressed to a guy. Huh? Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you're supposed to keep Dinei Torah because Hashem said so. Not because you feel like it's the right thing to do. You're supposed to keep Dinei Torah because the Rebbe Shlomo said so. When it comes to an Aveda, that's the place the Chazal made a gather. That you return to a guy, a yid, and dafki, you don't return to guy. Unless it's Kiddush Hashem. I know someone who got a letter addressed to a guy. He has just Sylvia Goldstein, you can give it back to the mailman. So he has to write on it, try to accidentally deliver it to the home of Rabbi Solomon. Make it in the shed. He's not a rabbi, but he's right, Mr. Say his name is, Stern or Goldstein, or, Lieberman. But he should write to accidentally go to the home of Rabbi. But then you can return it to make a Kiddush Hashem. But it's bound to return it. You don't return that Aveda to the guy. You're not talking that you find a baby, you don't know who it is. You know who it is. Coming back. Mechzah, mechzah. What should you do by mechzah, mechzah? Look, Rashi entices. Look, Rashi clearly. You don't give it back. You don't give it back. It's a suffix issue. Maybe what we see is there is a like is what to do by the Nibayah issue. Right away in the first Amid, you have a bunch of cases. Gemara is a Nibayah, right? Those of you who learned it will remember, right? Kav the Arba Amid, you have to return it. So Shtei Kav and Bishmein Amid, the Chazi Kav and Shtei Amid. Or the Gemara afterwards has a Shaila Kishura, they find the coins in a row, you have to return them. In a row, what's it did? A bunch of Nibayah issues. What's it did? Find an Aveda, you find money in the street, it's a Jew. But it's a case that the Yibayi Bo Yishin, the Gemara, you have to return. So there's a machlokes there between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rush says, the Yibayi Bo Yishin, that's the suffix there, right? You have to return it. The Rambam says, no, I might be Mechavera, I'll have a Raya. What's the machlokes? Shabbos Aveda is Isra Mammon, the same type of machlokes we have at Tzedakah. It's Tzedakah, Mammon, or Isra. Very similar machlokes.
a Shabbos Aveda, is it Mammon or is it Issa? So this seems to be a Machlaikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. Our Gemara would seem to be a Raya to... Our Gemara says, Mechzar, Mechzar, you don't give it back. Seems to be a Raya to the Rambam that it's Safik Mammon, so it's 50-50, you don't give it back. According to the Rosh, according to the Rosh, how would the Rosh answer? The Rosh holds that all psychics are the Chumrah, because the subject is there. I hear, that's on that, so why do you give it back? I hear it's a subject is the God. It's a 50% chance I have to give it back to you, but no. Why do I say here the stuff again? Get that? I don't have a good parrot. I want a good parrot. It's more. The parrot goes to the finish. Dr. Zara.